Long Island's premier retirement show. It's All About Retirement is on the air. It's All About Retirement is brought to you by Craig James Financial Services. Craig James Financial Services can help create a plan for you to meet and maintain the retirement reality you're looking for. No matter how old you are, you need a plan now so you have a financially fit future for you and your loved ones. Craig James Financial Services isn't owned by any bank or insurance company, so they work for you and you alone. Craig James Financial Services, 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville, will meet with you one-on-one. Give them a call at 631-208-8600. Let Craig Ferrantino and Craig James Financial Services help you make those golden years golden. Securities and Investment Advisory Services through Next Financial Group. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group.
Good morning. This is Craig Ferrantino, President and Certified Wealth Strategist at Craig James Financial Services, and I'm with my co-host,
Jenna Hudson, Vice President of Marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
And today we're going to talk about some IRA, Individual Retirement Account myths, M-Y-T-H-S. That's a tough word to say on the radio, I think. If you haven't, before we get beginning, I was just watching Jenna last night, and during this week they had a great debates between, you know, this is the Republican town hall meetings, and one night they had Marco Rubio, and then followed by, you know, Dr. Ben Carson, and on MSNBC they had Donald Trump, and I forget who else. And so I was flipping the channels, going through it all. Somewhere along the line, one of the candidates, Mr. Senator Rubio, came out and he was talking about, eventually he got to some conversation about retirement. He goes, I'm going to work for 25 years. You know, at 67, I'm going to retire. Kind of like very quickly. He talks quickly in general. So I was just listening to what he was saying. So I have to back out his age. He's 67 minus 25 is what, 42? Anyway, so he's probably 42. He was saying a lot of quick words together, but, you know, might hit with voters and things like that. That's a lot of its program. But he was saying that he may not have money and not be able to retire at 67. We may have to do something with the retirement age. And I thought that was an interesting, it's not really out there, but as part of the United States conversation, is that here's someone in his early 40s worried about his money when he's 67. And I thought that was interesting. Because nobody else on any of the other, I'm not supporting anybody, of course. We're neutral here at Craig James Financial Services, but he was worried about retirement. So I'm so glad we have a radio show where we talk about, it's all about retirement every week, and we talk about these issues because there are a lot of concerns. And if he's talking about it at 42 and he's a senator and he's well-liked and all that good stuff, what is the average person on Long Island thinking?
It's kind of funny because you're saying, like you said, a senator's talking about things like this, and people put this retirement, you know, what is your retirement age? Okay, now you're going to ask me, of course, I'd love to retire when I was 40. I'd love to retire when I'm 50. But in order to pick a retirement age, you have to plan. So you can't just pick this arbitrary, you know, I want to retire when I'm 65, I want to retire when I'm 67. But now he's looking back and he's looking at the facts of how much have I saved? How much can I save every year? If the market keeps doing like how it's performing now and I'm losing money, or let's say you're growing modestly at 2 or 3%, is that enough to get you the money that you need in retirement? So it encompasses a lot more than just sitting down with your spouse and saying, we want to retire at age 65. No, let's go back and figure out what tools and what things we need to do now to make sure that we can retire. And what age do we think by doing those things, we can actually retire and stay retired?
He made a very funny comment as you follow that. That's a good point. That he said that, you know, he doesn't know if he could retire at 67. He may continue working at 67 in the Senate if he doesn't get elected president. And then he kind of said he'd still be the youngest person in the Senate. And I thought that was pretty funny. So, and he's probably, you know, again, he's probably used some of these lines before, but it worked well. If you're just joining us, this is Craig Ferrantino. I'm President and Certified Wealth Strategist at Craig James Financial Services. We're located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Millville, New York. Our office number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. 2988. Someone told us that our number has a ring to it. So when you say 393-2888, it's very easy to remember. You just have to remember the 3 and the 2 and the 8 and the 9, and you're all good. So 393-393.
I'm more confused now.
2888.
Also, our website is longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. We're on every Saturday at 10 a.m. And Craig is also on every Monday at 6:50 a.m. with Jay Oliver for Long Island in the a.m. update.
Yeah, when you're driving in on a Monday, you don't know what your week looks like financially. We go over that a lot.
And if you've missed any of our past shows, we've talked about some really great topics and gotten really great feedback. Our first show, we started talking about just retirement planning in general. And then our second show, we started talking about required minimum distributions and how baby boomers are actually the first of the baby boomers are turning 70 and a half, and they're going to have to take a required minimum distribution. So any of our past shows and even today's show, we post them to the website under our radio show tab on longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. And they're also available to download for free on iTunes. You just search It's All About Retirement and they are up there as well.
Well, let's talk about some of the IRA myths today, which is our topic of our show. We'll get to it. Don't worry. We'll help our listeners out here. There, as you know, we from my perspective, and I'm also in the Financial Planning Association of Long Island, which is all the financial planners, we get people that come into our practice, and they have already some preconceived notions. Now, I try and I listen to them, and I don't want to say you're wrong, which that's you never want to say that. But okay, where you know, first question is where did you hear that? I always get so. Oh, okay, you know, I understand that I can't contribute to an IRA. Oh, where did you hear that? What's your reference? It's very few people say it's IRS.gov. You know, it's like the website. Go to the IRS. There's you know they hear it around the water cooler. We deal a lot.
The internet now.
We're proud to say we deal a lot with law enforcement and, mm-hmm. and military, and a lot of you know a lot of them are small. They're in smaller details, and that they talk amongst themselves, you know, and they get all this information, and or their brother-in-law who's in the business, or blah blah blah, and they say, okay, I can't contribute to an IRA, and so that's so my first question is, okay, where's your reference on that's interesting. Where's your reference on that? And the fact of the matter is. I hear it too much in the office. It's one of those things that, and this is IRA season. You have until April 15th to contribute to an IRA. April 18th. That's right. Thank you, Jenna. April 18th this year, because the 15th falls on a squirrely day. And you can contribute to an IRA. If you're under 50, you have $5,500. If you're over 50, you can contribute $6,500. Okay, so one more time. If you're under 50, you can contribute $5,500. And if you're over 50 and over, you can contribute $6,500. So there you go. That's basically the rules that we have. Now, where the fact that where I can't contribute to an IRA.
Right. Who really can't contribute? Who really, if you're listening and you really can't contribute if you don't have an earned income.
That's right. So if you're not working, you cannot contribute to an IRA. You need earned income to contribute to an IRA. But think of it. Let's paint this out. Suppose you're 17 years old. You work this summer at the Wantagh pool or, you know, the Smithtown pool, and you made $3,000. Well, if you're not that we have a lot of 17s listening, but the parents of 17-year-olds, that person, that child can actually make up to every penny, up to the dollar they made in the summer and put away for an IRA. So parents with extra cash, that's a great, great idea. All they need is an earned income. And anybody with an earned income can contribute to an IRA.
Now, what about the mothers out there who, let's say, and this is now maybe it's the fathers because people switch roles and everyone is doing their own thing. But let's say the father is working and the mother is staying at home with the children and managing the household. So she doesn't have an earned income, or vice versa. The husband's staying home and he doesn't have an earned income, but one of us is working.
That sounds very traditional, by the way.
Yes.
So yes. So what can they do? Can they contribute? And the answer is yes. That changed many years ago. That was a very, very big thing. You can contribute. If you have a non-working spouse, you can both contribute for the working spouse and the non-working spouse. And that's very, very important. So you could easily have two people putting in $5,500 under 50 for one spouse and $5,500 for the other spouse. You can't have a joint IRA. That's not a myth. I haven't heard too much of that, but IRA stands for individual retirement account. But each one can contribute for a total for the couple, $11,000. Very, very important. Now, where you put it is another, a whole nother great, great story. But that's, so this is one of the myths that they said, I can't contribute to an IRA. I make, the other thing is that I can't contribute because I make too much. Now, you can't get a deduction on your IRA for certain salary limits, and that you can go to IRS.gov, but you certainly can contribute. Anybody who's working can contribute to an IRA. Whether it's deductible or not, that's what's the question is, whether it's deductible or not. Hey, we got more myths. That's the first one. Hopefully we open that onion up and you can take a look at it, as you can see. And we have a lot more to talk about. This is Craig Ferrantino, Craig James Financial Services. 631-393-2888 is our number, 631-393-2888. And we'll be back in a minute.
And now, back to It's All About Retirement with your host, President of Craig James Financial Services, Craig Ferrantino.
Welcome again. This is Craig Ferrantino, President of Craig James Financial Services, and I'm with my co-host,
Jenna Hudson, Vice President of Marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
I'd like to mention I'm a certified wealth strategist, and we are, our office is on 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. 510 Broad Hollow Road, just south of the expressway in Melville. And today we're talking about IRA, individual retirement account myths. And it's a great, great opportunity. This is the season. This is IRA season. We're all trying to get in our, you know, contribution before April 18th. And so that's very, very important that we have it. So the first myth we talked about was that I cannot contribute. Who can contribute to an IRA? And we first half, we talked about that anybody with an earned income can contribute, including a 17-year-old that's worked, 16-year-old, doesn't matter if they have earned income, W-2 income, they should be able to contribute. What they're working on is what they thought was that they can't, you know, why should I contribute? Because I can't get a tax deduction.
So they feel it's pointless. They come in, I can't contribute. I can't get a tax deduction. Why would I do that?
I make too much. On Long Island, you know, when they set these rates for the whole United States, it's very easy for a Long Islander to feel that they're too wealthy to fit into the system. If you lived in other parts of the country, you may not feel that way and still have a very good life. But here in the New York area, it's just very expensive to live. So we kind of blow out, you know, because we pay more and we kind of blow out the salary numbers. So that's just the way it works. But it's not about getting the deduction. It's about putting away for retirement. So we're not relying solely on Social Security. It may not be there. I like to believe it's one of the better funded government programs, but there's a chance that it may not be there. And so it's always better to take control of your life. And if you're feeling like you don't have that control, or you had some more questions about some of the things we're talking about, you need to give our office a call, 631-393-2888, 631-393-2888. All right, so what's another myth here?
So just to add to that point so we can get that, because we hear it way too often in the office, what would you say to someone, Craig, if they said, you know, I can't get a tax deduction, so it's pointless to contribute?
Yeah, I disagree. It's always nice to get a tax deduction, but one of the benefits of an IRA is that the money you contribute can grow tax deferred, meaning it doesn't show up on your tax return every year, and you don't pay taxes on it until the time that you take the money out. And that's always been the story. And so the theory is, well, I put money away today, it grows, blah, 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 and then I don't have to take it out. And then eventually you have to take out a required minimum distribution at 70 and a half. And the idea is, I'm working now, I'm making good money. When I'm retired at 70 and a half, I won't be working. And of course, these are the older myths that still continue, but it's part of it. And I'll be in a lower tax bracket. So when I do take the money out, I'll be in a lower tax bracket. I don't know if that's the case. We have a huge deficit right now. So anyway, I'd rather just put it in and make sure that we defer the taxes, because it gives us an opportunity to shelter some of the money from the tax return, some of the gains, some of the interest, some of the dividends that can take place within an IRA. That's a big benefit to clients. You would have dividends and interest and capital gains, short-term and long-term, and none of that appears on your tax return in an IRA. If it's in an individual account or joint account, that will definitely appear on your IRA.
You just brought up such a great point that is another myth that people... It's not everyone's fault. When I keep saying people, it's because, you know, everyone's going to the internet today, which is an amazing source of information. I'm the same way.
Absolutely.
I Google everything. If I can, if I don't know something, I'm going to Google it. But when you go to the internet, you may not have the most up-to-date information. And with regulations changing all the time, you may be going off of something that's completely wrong now. And also, you don't know who wrote what or if it's correct. So you have to be careful of what you get on the internet and what you hear from people. We've even had people who sat with financial professionals and were told one thing about their Social Security, and it was completely wrong. So you just have to make sure you're working with the right people and getting the right advice.
We are the right people. We are the right people.
And it's 631-393-2888. So Craig, you brought up, you know, it's tax deferred growth. So all the dividends and all the interest and all the money that you make within the individual retirement account is not taxed until you take it out. So that means
which could be many, many more years.
So Craig, that means that an IRA is not just a money market or a CD? Is that what that means?
That an IRA is... An IRA
we get
is
that
just,
all the time.
Yeah, that's the other thing. What is an IRA? Yeah. They think it's... Because the banks promote it also. Mm-hmm. There's an IRA and they think they're putting it into a CD. If you're just joining us, this is Craig Ferrantino, President of Craig James Financial Services. And I'm with Jenna Hudson, my Vice President of Marketing, also at Craig James Financial Services. Our office is on 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. That's 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. Our number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. We're on the web.
At LongIslandInvestmentAdvisors.com. All of our radio shows are available there.
Radio shows, interviews.
A whole list of the media quotes that we've been on. We also have some great resources there as we talk about other topics these upcoming Saturdays. Again, we're on every Saturday at 10 a.m. We have some good resources and reports available that you can look at and request for free.
That's right.
We are also,
you can even contact us through the internet.
Yep, there's
the
a
website.
Contact us section. We also are on social media. Yeah, everyone has to be on social media today. So Facebook, you could just find us at Craig James Financial Services. LinkedIn, it's Craig J. Ferrantino. And Twitter is Craig James FS. We do post daily tips, articles that we like, any of our upcoming events. Also, we'll post past radio shows and things like that on there. So
that's right. We're on Stitcher as well. And we're also on iTunes for all those that have an Apple iPhone 5 or 6 or 6S, whatever. Maybe the new 7 before it comes out. But if you go to your podcast thing and you punch up Craig James Financial Services, you'll see our podcast and you could just download whatever topic interests you so you could actually, you know, learn. We're here to help out our clients in our office and our practice. People come in and we go through a whole interview with them. Our first meeting is complimentary, so you know, you just keep your checkbook at home. It's not a big deal. And if you don't even want to come in, it's too intimidating. Well, I don't know why it would be intimidating, but if it was too intimidating, you get a free cup of coffee.
We're so scary.
Yeah, we're so scary. So I don't know why it's intimidating, but if you want just to have a phone call, say, hey, Craig, I have a quick question about this or this situation has emerged, and I just want to pick your, I want to get a second opinion. Or I have some situations with my own investments and I want to get a second opinion. That's all important. Maybe you have some investments in an IRA. So back to the earlier point, if you have an IRA, an individual retirement account, at the banks, primarily all you could get was a CD or put it in a special IRA money market, which paid a little bit more interest than the regular money market that the banks offer.
But you showed us one of the benefits of an individual retirement account is that there's so many investment options to choose from. And I mean, at least working with us, you can choose anything from dividend paying stocks to CDs if you feel more comfortable with CDs, to bonds, to there's the world. You always say you have a world of opportunity
the
inside.
World of opportunities in an investment account in an IRA. There's so much. You could do bonds, corporate bonds. You could do stocks, you could do preferred stocks, you know, whatever floats your boat and whatever we would recommend. If you wanted a recommendation, we could help you with that. And then tell you everything, if you bought a preferred stock or a regular, you know, like I said, a Con Edison, and it's paying you a 4% dividend. I'm just taking an example, I'm not recommending anything. But that money would, the dividends would pay and pay into the IRA. So you not only would own Con Edison, but you'd also own the dividends, and that would either, you could either reinvest those dividends within an IRA, or you could let that cash sit on in the money market and automatically get swept into the money market. And then when some cash starts to develop, you buy another thing. And so now you have two things going for you. You could buy, then you buy some Amazon or something, buy something a little more risky. Just some great, great strategies. All of those are available in an IRA. And none of that shows up on your tax return.
Say, this time of year, you won't get a mailing from your IRA for a 1099.
That's right. I remember we had somebody cleaned up recently, and he's like, I didn't get anything in the mail. And I was like, great, that's what we want. I don't have to put anything on the tax. It's all sheltered for later, for another day. And that's the way we like it. By the way, this is the time of year that you're getting a lot of things in the mail as well. So if you don't know what you're getting, or it's a bunch of things coming in, it's as important tax information, you want to give our office a call at 631-393-2888. So we talked about some of these IRA myths, because we hear some things, and people are more concerned at an earlier age than we thought. And that's what I thought about Marco Rubio when he was talking about retiring in 25 years. And how he was a concern for him, and he said he may have to continue working in the Senate, and even when he's 67, which I thought was could be pretty depressing, or it could be very exciting depending on where you are on that. So IRA myths, we hear a lot of this, Jenna, and it's really crazy. I don't know where people come up with this, but really good advice can save you a lot of money in the long run. And not having the right advice can really, really hurt you.
And the best thing is really knowing when to look for that advice. When is it important? If you don't know something or you're not sure about something, you should absolutely reach out to us. That's what we're here for. That's why we're here every Saturday at 10 a.m. doing a radio show. That's why Craig's on every Monday.
That's right.
It's important for people to understand. And that's where people aren't going to be able to retire, because they don't have the information, or they're too scared to look for the information.
If you're unsure about anything that you have or what your contributions or any of that, you want to give our office a call at 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. This is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services. And
I'm with Jenna Hudson, vice president of marketing at Craig James Financial Services. And remember,
it's all about retirement.